Hey mom, welcome back. I'm glad you're here with me today. I'm recording in my bedroom today because it is spring break here in Oregon. I'm not sure when you have spring break. Leave a comment, as I know there are a wide variety. A lot of states have spring break in April and some are earlier in March. So let me know if you are on spring break. And if you are, I hope you are having an amazing week. And if your spring break is to come, I hope you have some great frugal activities planned with your family. Today's episode, we are going to just talk about spring cleaning. You know, it's spring, it's that time of year, but I'm not just talking about spring cleaning around your home. I'm actually not talking about that at all. I'm really talking about spring cleaning your finances. So things that you can do this time of year that are going to move your family forward with your finances. So let's dive in right after this. Welcome to Frugal Living for Families. Are you ready to help your family thrive, not just survive on a single income? If so, you are in the right place. Together, we are going to save money, learn to be thrifty, budget the easy way, lower expenses, and work toward becoming debt-free. Hi, my name is Mandy Lewis, and I cannot wait to help you care well for your family, find peace, and change your family's financial future. So, reach your hand into those crumb-infested couch cushions, grab those loose quarters, and let's get saving. Did you know we have a Facebook group called Frugal Living for Families? I would love to have you come join me over there. We have a great community that supports each other and shares all of our ideas so we can continue to save money, get out of debt, and just improve our family's financial situation, even on one income. I want you to become a stay-at-home mom that you desire to be, or to thrive. If you already are a stay-at-home mom and your family is struggling financially, hop on over to the group. We'd love to have you over there. All right, let's get into it. So, spring cleaning your finances. What does that even mean? We are going to look at your finances on each kind of area where you may need some cleaning up. And this episode can help you determine what your next step could be to really clean up the most important area for you right now. All right, so first let's start with budgeting. So spring cleaning your budgeting may be creating a budget altogether. Maybe you have not yet created a budget for your family, and that's really a step that you would like to take to get things moving forward, to get your spending under control, to start working on some of those bigger financial goals that you have, like eliminating debt, saving money, etc. So creating a budget, if you have not yet, that's where I would recommend you start first and foremost. And if you have a budget, but maybe you have kind of not looked at it in a while or assessed or made adjustments to see how you're doing, refreshing your budget is a great next step for you. So that may be setting up an expense tracking system or spending tracking and really start looking at where your money is going and how you're doing compared to your budget categories. Making some tweaks, some adjustments to your budget to get you really on track and feeling like it's a realistic budget that you can stick to, but it is challenging and it does allow you to get some of those important goals taken care of. All right, let's talk about savings. So when I'm talking about savings right now, I'm talking about building up an emergency savings. Do you have an emergency fund yet? If not, that may be the best next step for you if you already have your budget under control. Adding to your emergency savings until you have it at an amount that you are comfortable with. Some people recommend $1,000 saved up. It's really what you are most comfortable having before you tackle debt. So if you have debt, then it shouldn't be a large emergency savings amount. Maybe $1,000 is a nice threshold for you. So working on getting that saved up. Now, if you have an emergency savings saved up already and you've already eliminated debt, then maybe saving up for something larger is a next great step for you. Like some people are really comfortable having 3 to 6 months of their monthly expenses saved up. That could be a great goal that you work on next. Saving up for retirement, for kids' college fund, whatever it is that is a goal for you to save up. It could be even a larger vacation that you want to save up for, a new to you car that you want to pay cash for. Whatever it is, that can be a great goal for you. However, I recommend sticking only to saving up for that emergency fund first if you have some debt. So let's talk about debt. That's another great area. If you already have your budget going, it's working well for you, you already have your emergency fund in place, then the next great step for you is to eliminate any debt that you may have. So if you have multiple lines of debt, then I recommend using the debt reduction calculator. I can link it in the description. I've had it in past episodes as well. It's a great way for you to lay out all of the debts that you have, their interest rate, the minimum payments you have to make, their total balances, and then you can play around with how much extra you pay towards those balances, and it will adjust and show you how long it will take you to pay them off. You can also rework it in the order of a debt snowball versus a debt avalanche payoff method. If you missed my last episode, go back and listen to learn all about the pros and cons of each one of those. And I'm sorry if you can hear my noises in the background. That is my dog. She is on the bed. She was nudging the door wanting to come in while I recorded this. So you may hear her making some noises in the background. So eliminating debt and working on getting that down is a top priority. If you have your budget going and you have your emergency savings, really tackling that debt, I would highly recommend that being the next priority for your family. And maybe you've been working on debt payoff for a while, but using the calculator, the spreadsheet that I will link, can really help you assess, are you working on the right one that is going to get you eliminating that debt faster? Is there a different one you should be focusing on? Has your motivation been waning? So go back and listen to last episode. I'll talk about that as well and what might be the best strategy for you if your motivation is kind of waning a little bit. So focusing on your debt is a next great strategy for you if that is where you are with your family, if that is where you are in your finances. And lastly, for spring cleaning, freshening up your finances this spring, if you have eliminated all your debt and everything I have already said in this episode, you have done, you're spot on, you're following it very well, then that is the right time to be saving up for something bigger, as I mentioned before, something that you really want to focus on that could take a while, like retirement, college funds, vacations, and maybe even paying off your mortgage. So if you've done everything else before now, it's a great time to start working on those larger goals that you have. And also, if you have any kind of a goal like becoming a stay-at-home mom, I want to support you in that. And it can be a great time for you to really look at, can you eliminate working or a large portion of working so that you can be a stay-at-home mom? I have episodes on that. Go back and listen to those as well if that is your dream of becoming a stay-at-home mom. The reason spring is a great time for spring cleaning your finances is, one, you're already in that mental thought process around spring cleaning typically. So you're in the mindset already, and your finances are just another portion of your home life, your family life, and they're such an important area. And the other reason that it's so important right now is because of tax season. So you may be getting a tax refund back, and this episode can help you get some great ideas on what you can apply the tax refund to. So if you are getting money back, any of these goals that I mentioned may be great goals that you want to put that money towards to move you ahead, paying off more debt, getting that gone, saving up for your emergency fund immediately, or a bigger goal that you have in place. But that way you can spring clean your finances first, get them in order, and then make the decision for what to do with that tax refund. And if you are not getting a refund and you actually are going to owe taxes, then this is also a great time to add that in, if you have to go onto a payment plan for that, into your debt calculator to include it with all of your other debts. If you need any help with any of the stages of this episode, I'd love to help you out. I am a coach. I want to help your family move forward with your finances and just feel so much more freedom and balance and peace. So if you are feeling overwhelmed with any of these steps, please reach out to me, email me at frugallivingforfamilies@gmail.com, and I'll send over my latest coaching options. I'd love to work with you and help your family. And happy spring break if yours is coming up. And happy spring. I hope you can get your finances spring cleaned, freshened up. Leave a comment and let me know what area you are going to spring clean and work on next. Blessings to your family.